If I were to ask you to name the most popular course of study at Harvard, that most prestigious university, you may take a guess and say political science. After all, there have been 7 United States presidents who are Harvard alumni. But that's not it. You may say literature because of famous writers who went there, like Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, or T.S. Eliot. But again, that's not it. You might presume that it's physics. And yes, there have been 8 Nobel Prize physics winners who have attended Harvard. But that's not it either. Now, you might feel a great moment of inspiration and suggest law, because 18 current and former Supreme Court justices have law degrees from Harvard. But I'm sorry to tell you that again, you'd be wrong. The most popular course in Harvard's history is Psychology 1504, Positive Psychology. Its focus? Providing strategies and techniques that help the students cultivate happiness and fulfillment in their lives. So, what is happiness? We asked an expert.
I study happiness, but we have to start with a very fundamental question, which is, what is it? You might think you know. Most people sort of think they know, but do we? My argument is that we don't. And furthermore, we don't even know how to get it. How strange. The thing that we most want in life is something that we can't even really define.
That's Dr. Arthur C. Brooks, scholar, author, behavioral scientist, and well-known happiness guru.
You're supposed to work hard and play by the rules and be successful and bank it. Then you'll be happy when you're old, right? Well, wrong. That's actually not the right happiness model.
Like some people, you may think that having more money is the secret to happiness. But one study from the prestigious journal Science suggests otherwise. In this study, university students were given some money in an envelope. They were to spend it by the end of the day. Half the students were instructed to spend the money on themselves. The other half were told to spend it on someone else or donate it to something worthwhile. Interestingly, those who spent money on others were happier by the end of the day. Arthur Brooks also comes to a similar conclusion.
It doesn't come from being super successful, despite the fact that the world tells you that. What is happiness, really? And what should each of us do to become happier? That set me on the journey to write, speak, and teach about the science of happiness.
So again, what is happiness?
When I ask people, my students at the university, for example, what is happiness? Look, you're taking a class on happiness. You must know what it is. People always say the same thing. It's the feeling I get when I'm with the people that I love. It's the feeling of doing things that I enjoy. Feelings. Feelings. Happiness is not a feeling. To think of happiness as a feeling is like saying your Thanksgiving dinner is the smell of your turkey. That's not right. If you went home to mom and said, oh, happy Thanksgiving, and it smelled like that beautiful Thanksgiving dinner, and she said, well, take it all in, that's all there is, just the smell, it'd be pretty disappointed. And if happiness is just a feeling, you should be very disappointed as well. Don't chase feelings. Chase the real thing. Chase the real Thanksgiving dinner. Now, Thanksgiving dinner, to continue this metaphor, is really 3 things. You could think of it as dishes or ingredients, but if you're a food nerd like me, you'd say that your Thanksgiving dinner is protein, carbohydrates, and fat. That's the real thing. And the smell is evidence of that. Same deal when it comes to happiness. What's happiness? Happiness is a series of elements. It has 3 macronutrients that scientists can actually study. Your happiness, if you're going to get more of it, means that you need to accumulate 3 macronutrients. You need these things in balance and abundance. What are they? Enjoyment, satisfaction, and purpose.
And now we know what happiness is from a scientific perspective. What needs to happen for us to be happier? Again, Arthur Brooks has some proven ideas.
Understand is step 1. If you want to be happier and help other people to be happier as well, that's where you start. Step 2, you need to practice something. You know, you could read 10 books on golf, but if you don't golf, you're not going to be a golfer. I can talk to you for hours and hours and hours. You can read 100 books on happiness. You can learn a lot. You can understand plenty. But if you don't practice the habits in your life, you're not going to get happier. So that's number two. Change your habits. Change your life. And number three, you have to share these ideas. And this is the most beautiful truth of happiness of all. Happiness comes in our own lives when we share it with others.
And finally, Arthur has what he describes as a portfolio of happiness. And it has proven results.
And the portfolio is faith and family and friends and work that serves. There's one word that this comes down to, and that's love. Love of the divine. Love of your family. Love of your friends. Love of everybody is expressed through the service in your work. Happiness, my friends, is love. So let's finish with these eight questions. These challenges to all of us. Challenge number one is that you can get happier, but you got to decide to do so, and you got to do the work. Number two is that you got to pay attention to your enjoyment and your satisfaction and purpose more, and you need to pay attention less to your feelings. Three, if you want to get happier, stop thinking about all the things you're going to have and start thinking about how you're going to manage downward all your wants. Four, look for opportunity in your suffering as opposed to trying to eliminate that suffering. Five, walk a transcendental path. Find that transcendental path for you. Don't neglect it any longer. Six, you need real friends, useful friends. Number seven, you need to earn your success. You need to serve others and make sure that the people who work for you can and do the same. And last but not least, if you want to implant these ideas permanently in the beautiful, sweet prefrontal cortex of your executive brain, you got to teach this. Starting right now, I'm not the only teacher. I deputize you as the teacher of happiness as well, so that you can get happier and remember these ideas for the rest of your life.
So there you have it, happiness. It's not as mysterious or elusive as you might have thought. And as Arthur Brooks encourages us all to do, practice happiness and pass it on from passiton.com. If you enjoyed this bite-sized podcast on happiness, subscribe and pass it on to a friend. Pass It On, the podcast, is available on your favorite platform.